And a place in the bedroom where you'd hang up your clothes, a little alcove you'd refer to as a
closet.
Do you ever have one that was movable that you could pick up and move? One of these things where you'd hang the clothes?
We do nowadays, but not years ago.
What do you call it nowadays? This sort of a thing that you can move around. Movable, huh?
Cupboard.
You ever have a, you call a
wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Now, do you ever have any other name for your kitchen? Any other parts of the kitchen or name for it? I think you mentioned one, pantry, I think.
Pantry.
How about way back, did they have a different name for the kitchen? Any chance you can remember? Kitchen part itself.
I don't think so.
Ever used cookhouse or cookroom or anything like this?
Well, maybe they had one that wasn't right connected with the house. They'd call it a shanty.
Uh-huh. And you ever use summer kitchen?
That was a favorite place in the summer, way back when.
And would you say that for me, please? That whatever this that I just mentioned, I want to get the pronunciation. The certain kind of kitchen you said
summer
was
summer kitchen.
Good. Okay. Now, in the bedroom, there's certain kinds of furniture. A place where I would put shirts and ties and things we might refer to as a what?
Bureau.
Coming along fine here. When you go into a room to make things in order again, you do this. My wife does this every Friday. What do you call it? She goes into the room to
straighten up. I mean the room, not myself.
She's always telling me to straighten up. Right now I'm getting up shoulder. Do you ever use any other word here for this besides straighten up?
Clean up.
Is one older than the other as far as you're concerned? Did you used to use one in preference to the other?
I would think straighten up would be the older.
You ever use red up?
I've heard it.
That's from my area. I kind of like to see where the line draws, draw the line to differentiate it. Now, if you're going to... before electricity, you wanted to clean the floor, you'd use a, what?
Broom or a hand sweeper.
And you want to get the broom out of sight, and you see a door, and you put it, how would you say that in terms of position? You have a door. It's a good place to keep this broom. So you put the broom.
Store it.
Well, or you put it
out of sight.
Or say how will I do this? I dropped something down the desk there. It's what in relationship to the desk in front of? No, it's
back of it.
Now, we have certain routine chores that women do during the week.